What's up?
Hey y'all. Hey sis.
What's going on?
Look at us. We did it the first time around. No muted mics.
Okay. I was like, oh wow. I wasn't muted. I had to check. That's why I was looking down.
When we first right. I always do that. That's my first instinct is to look down, like, all right, get it together now. You done did this too many times. Like
Lord, how was your new year?
The new year so far has been good. Just embracing anything new is like you have a wide-eyed innocence, right? It's like a shiny new toy. So the new year is doing good. Podcast is doing good. We're in season 5. So it's all about transformation before you start those vision boards and start those new year's resolutions. We are being intentional about our future selves and living life intentionally. So that's right. I'm excited.
This year is all about the dollar. Yeah. I'm putting a tag on everything. I'm tagging everything this year.
You talented not to. Like, you a whole life coach, graphic designer, author, poet. What else I'm missing? Producer on the low, making beats. Okay, like
for all of that good stuff, you know what I'm saying?
That part, like, come on here.
You better come on, run me my coins. Shoot,
I love it.
So we talking about what? Detoxing the circle. Mm. Now, what are we talking about when we say that? You know, these people want to know what we talking about when we say detoxing the circle.
I mean, that also, you know, as we're talking about things that we've learned from 2024, you know, piggying back off of that, we had a good 2 weeks talking about that. What does that look like? That's another thing we had to learn, actually detoxing, right? So the visual for that already, right? The visual for that is somebody being addicted to a thing, whether it's drugs, a man, alcohol, whatever it is, they have to go through a series of detoxing in order to hopefully, because it doesn't always work, but hopefully break the habit. And as they're detoxing, sometimes it works, and then sometimes they have to detox again. So basically, that's just talking about whatever it is that you need to detox from. For us, it was the circle. Whatever it is that you need to detox from, it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes you have to go back and do it again. Because usually when it's people, it's harder to detox from individuals, especially when your heart is involved. So when you took 2 weeks not to talk to this person or a month not to talk to this person, and then they hit you with the, hey, big head text. That's like if you want a relationship and you say, hey, or they say Merry Christmas and you be like, Merry Christmas. You done set yourself back. Now you got to detox all over again.
All over again, because now you remember why you love them so much, why you started talking to them from the beginning. Yeah. So now you starting all over again, and then boom, they do something else to you to hurt you. Then now this putting you in another status of thinking. Now you're like, oh man, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to talk to nobody. You crying every day. You're sad all the time. People don't understand that people that really genuinely care about people go through that kind of stuff, detox a lot.
Yeah, withdrawal. You're going through withdrawal.
But one thing I've learned though in 2024 is to take my time with relationships, friendships, whatever ships. Take my time to get to know people, because eventually they're going to show you who they are. Eventually. You might not get it on day one. You might not get it 2-3 weeks later. But you're gonna eventually find out who that person really is, because they can't pretend for so long. You know, sadly though, it took me months to get to find out about a lot of people last year. But you know, it is what it is. Everything is in God's timing. You got to go through something and learn something.
So you know, that's a good segue. Speaking of learning something, you know, I was looking up the definition because. Just how I roll. Withdrawal means to remove or take away something from a particular place or position. So when you are withdrawing a thing or a person or a place, you are removing them from a position or you're removing them from a place. So if you're withdrawing yourself from a family member or a friend, you are removing them from a certain level of priority in your life. Now, that doesn't mean you have to completely remove full access, right? In some cases, you can just still keep them at bay. But in some cases, you might have to remove them completely because some people don't know. Again, we were talking about boundaries. Boundaries are to protect you as well as other people from invading your house, your peace, whatever it is that you want to keep protected, which could be your aura. It could be who you are as a person. It could be your brilliance, right? There's a lot of things that we need to protect from other people. And when you have to withdraw yourself, a lot of the times we don't fully withdraw. We'll have one toe in and one toe out. So granted, we might not go out to eat no more, but we still talk on the phone. No, you might have to fully withdraw, like completely. No cold turkey. Some people, when they quit smoking, they could do cold turkey. And then some people got to wean off. I'm that weaner. I gotta wean off.
Don't That's I know?
I got to wean off. I can't. I'm not a cold turkey type of person. I'll cold turkey you for 24 hours. But... I'll be back. So, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to really wean yourself off.
It's especially hard
when you're intentional. You're intentional and you really have a genuine heart for those people that you've attached yourself for. I mean, it's not easy, but it's necessary because maybe it's not about you, it's about them. And where God is trying to take you, they can't be.
Okay. But see, the sad part about it is God had to remove people from my life because I wouldn't do it. So he had to step out and say, you know what? All right, it's time. It's because you're never going to see them for who they are. So I'm just going to go ahead and take them out of your circle and move them out of your vision. So maybe you can just get over them. But the sad part about it is I had to detach completely. Because like you said, once you see their face, once you see something that's dealing with that person that you're trying, and it do take you through withdrawals. It's like you run over here shaking like, oh, Lord, I miss him so much. But you know what I'm saying? You like, I can't do it. Now, I did cold turkey in 2024. I did. But I can't really say it was cold turkey because I'm still weaning. We in a new year. I'm still weaning. I'm probably going to forever be weaning. But it gets better and better each day that goes by because when you get used to talking to somebody on an everyday basis, you know, you're waiting on that phone call around by 9-10 o'clock in the morning for the first break. Then you know the next break coming up. You're waiting for that next call and you're on the phone, you're kiki. You know, it's just a good day and a good vibe. Yeah. So that took some time to get used to not expecting that phone call at a certain time of the day or sitting up late at night having conversations. That took some time for me to get unused to because it became a routine. It became a part of my life. It became a part of just my daily routine. And if I didn't hear from that person or you, they messed up, man. They just messed up. I'm wondering what you're doing, how you're doing, what's wrong? Is there something wrong? So it took a while for me to not care. You have to get into a mode, sis, where you do not care. And that's part of the weaning process, whether you realize it or not. You have to not care at a point. And see, you SpongeBob for 24 hours.
But I come back.
But you be back and you be like torturing yourself. You're torturing yourself because you're constantly wondering what they're doing. That's the problem.
Yeah, because
I can't see it. I don't want to see it because if I see it, then it's gonna take me back to day one when I met you.
Yeah, it's because you care, you know, and you can't help who you love, and that's in anything, whether it's romantic, platonic, and detoxing your circle doesn't always mean friends. Sometimes you gotta detox from your family.
Okay.
Because as you're evolving and you're growing, they might look at you as little, you know, little Nikki, little Shira. And 8-year-old me is not the 38-year-old me. I'm a whole grown ass woman with two boys. I'm a mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's totally different. I'm a whole adult out here. So how you handled me at 8, you cannot handle me at 38. Sometimes you have to detox and just remind people like, hey, all right, thank you for your suggestion. That's what we learned, right? In emotional intelligence 101. Thank you for your, you know, suggestion. However, I'm going to bring this back to management and we're going to figure it out. Two, when you're married, you know, like some, you really have to detox from friends, from your single friends. What if this is a situation where you and your girls, y'all talk on the phone? Like I always say this, and I use Thomas as an example because he doesn't mind. My BFF and I would talk all day. I mean, I kid you not, 7 a.m. to about 7 p.m. We would just be texting, laughing, kikiing. He was single. I was dating, but everybody knew that was my brother, so it didn't matter. But when he got himself to a place where he was going to propose to his girlfriend, who is now his wife, when he got to that place, that shifts. Because now, you know, someone else is in the picture. You're growing. You're evolving. You have to cultivate this new relationship. I'm still going to be here. We can laugh and kiki whenever. It just changes. And sometimes right. people don't want to ride with the change. And when that happens, then you know, well, yeah, this is just a temporary thing then, you know? But sometimes we feel like I've known this person for 20 years, so this is my day one. No, not really. That could have just been their timestamp, the 20 years. And then now it's just time to find somebody else because you could have had a good run with this person for 20 years and then God might put somebody in your life that you meet in 2 weeks. And that'll take you to the next 40 years of your life, okay. right? So okay. then that 2 years was like a cry in the bucket compared to what you're about to experience now. So you have to be prepared to detox because you don't know when you remove them, what God will bring mm-hmm. in place of that.
Crazy part about it is I just really didn't know about boundaries. Like that was foreign to me to know that you had to set boundaries for yourself and for others. But that basically goes back to the part of like teach people how to treat you. And that used to be said to me a lot, like you have to teach people how to treat you. What you mean?
Yeah.
We humans. They should know how to treat people. I should not have to mm-hmm. teach them how to treat me. But mm-hmm. that goes back to say people do what you allow them to do yeah. to you. So now I got this fence built around me now. Like, ain't no, man, this barbed wire up now. Like, nobody can get up in here without a passcode, something, or the alarm is going off. Like, it's mm-hmm. that serious for me right now. Like, I cannot trust nobody because the people that I did trust in 2024, intimately trusted, I probably would have trusted with my life, betrayed me.
Yeah.
So why would I let anybody else in to my situation and hurt me again? But I always say your circle is important. I thought I had a good circle, sis. Like nobody could have told me differently about that circle. And if they did, I chewed them out. You know how many people I chewed out about that circle?
Yeah, it was a couple of people in that circle I told you about. And you, yeah. Yeah.
If anybody said anything about my circle in 2024, they got it. Don't talk about my people. They're my brothers and my sisters. It was like, all right, just keep your on. Fam. Just keep mm-hmm. on. Keep on. Yeah. You're going to see that circle ain't
by and by.
Okay.
You're going to understand by and by.
And then what you do, you go to that same person that told you that. And what they're telling you, I told you so. Now I'm shame. I'm shame now because I'm like, dang. Like, they was right. Now I'm around here looking stupid, looking like Boo Boo the Fool because I defended people that never cared about me. They just wanted to attach to me to get to the next level. And really, that's all they were there for, was to get to certain levels in their lives. And they weren't supposed to stay. I was just supposed to do what I was supposed to do at that time. But if I knew what I knew now, I probably would have put a price tag on it then. And it's sad, but, you know, you live and you learn.
I mean, at the end of the day, it all has its benefits because, like you said, people, you know, they've gotten where they needed to be. And those skills and things that you've done helped you advance to where you are now. And then you also have to think that we are here for a purpose. Look at Jesus, right? He was here 33 years and he had a circle as well. And he was portrayed in that same said circle. But he also knew that just like with the betrayal that was coming, he had a job to do. So he couldn't focus on what everybody else was doing. And that's what we have to focus on. When we get into situations where we are in these circles, whether it's platonic or romantic, know that you as an individual have a specific job to do. And if you focus on that job, everything else around you, it pales into comparison because you know what you need to do. So when you finish and you execute your plan, then you can move accordingly.
But you know,
but we focus on the people. We don't focus on the plan. We focus on the people and we get wrapped up in the people and lose sight of the plan. And then when they leave, we get mad. And then hindsight being 2020, we realize, I was only meant here to help them for a time such as this. I was only meant to help them recognize their potential. I was only here to coach them through this specific journey in their life. So you can't get attached to the people. You have to focus on the plan and the purpose.
The
plan,
the mission, the vision. But see, whether they want to realize, they want to admit it or not, the presence got them to the next level that they were supposed to be. They're not going to ever admit that. But just my presence got them to that next bridge that they were supposed to be on. But they needed that link to get there. And when we, you know, look at things that way, people are so busy trying to have one up on one another. Why? We all, it's room for all of us to win. You don't have to be better than the next person. Just be that person. That's it, to help people to get to that next level. But when we stop thinking like that, man, we can change the world. We were just talking the other, what we was talking about? We talk about so much stuff. We was talking the other day about, you remember you came to me, you was like, well,
I know she don't think I'm gonna remember. Go ahead, I'm gonna try.
I know you don't remember. But we was talking about, he was like, oh, we ain't gonna call no names. We just gonna say they doing so good and they doing this and they doing that. Woo. And what did I say to you? I was like, okay. Like, you really think they're doing something? Like, you don't know we don't know where we're going. Just because it's slow progress doesn't mean it's not progress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
We just have it, when we do make it to where we're supposed to be, it's going to be grand.
Yeah.
Not saying it's going to be better than anybody else, but just because you're not moving at the capacity that you want to move, and you got to start focusing on what they're doing. It don't matter what they're doing. They might think that's a great situation, that's a great opportunity, but in reality, is that what you're limiting yourself to?
Yeah, because some people, they focus on quick fires instead of slow burns. And a lot of the times, you know, that's just like when I used to make the reference between Easy Mac and baked mac and cheese. You know, you could do it both ways, but which one tastes better? So would you rather do something quick and it gets you that instant gratification where you might be hungry in about another hour or two, meaning whatever it is that you feel like you can get to quicker in regards to your goals, your purpose, whatever the case may be, you could take the easy way out, but it's not sustainable. It won't satisfy you, as opposed to you doing the slow baked mac and cheese where you have to prepare, you have to, you know, mix, you have to put all the ingredients together and it and then you have to put it in the oven and it takes longer. But I bet you when you eat a bowl of baked mac and cheese, you ain't coming back in no hour. You probably gonna be sleep. So that means when you do the work, you can rest in the fact of you did it the right way, so you don't have to go back and do something else because you did it the right way, you know? So a lot of the times, especially in this day and age, you know, content creating and repurposing, everybody wants to repurpose. Repurposing is the quick fire. Repurposing is the microwave. You can repurpose somebody else's vision or how they flow with their show or whatever the case may be. But if you keep repurposing, you're going to keep repurposing because you don't have that innate ability in you to cook. You know, you don't have that innate ability in you to prep yourself and do what it is that you have to do. So it's better that you be who you are and make that work for you, because then you don't have to worry about the burnout. When you're trying to steal from this person and that person, you're always going to be stealing. People are not going to gravitate to that. It might look nice, but they're not going to stay. You know how many pretty displays it is in New York City? People just walk past, but they'll still go to their favorite store because that favorite store created some type of consistency that they can rely on.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? But they box mac and cheese. That's what it is. They box mac and cheese, but they want to be able to bake mac and cheese. But like you said, repurposing stuff, you gotta keep up with that. Like, you can't just be around here stealing stuff from people and thinking that you're gonna make that your own. The originator, the person that can't be duplicated, is doing that on a consistent basis. So they're not repurposing. They're actually doing what they were made to do. So people, man, listen. Everybody has their path, sis. Everybody has their path. You may look at me and be like, I may look at you and be like, you going somewhere. You doing better than me. And you may look at me and be like, girl, what I'm doing so? You be thinking I'm doing good. Girl, what I'm doing so? Like, I'm literally just doing whatever I need to do to make my vision and my mission come alive. That's it. Yeah. I'm not running a race with nobody. I'm not I'm not that's not what I'm doing. I'm not trying to be in the race with nobody. But the tortoise still won, right? It still won. But I'm not trying to compete with nobody. I'm literally just trying to make my vision and my mission that I set out to do from day one come to life.
Yeah.
And to have people to try to tear down what you built before you knew them, that's crazy. I don't want to tear down nobody's reputation or make nobody look bad, because at the end of the day, what is that doing for you? By bad mouthing the next person, what is that doing for your situation? How is it making your brand you go somewhere else? Like, and then they look at the person that you're trying to bring down, that person over there still living life. As if you're not doing anything. So what have you accomplished?
But they say misery loves company. So if you sit in that, you know, what is the gain for being miserable, you know, other than frown lines? And who wants to look? We Black. So I want to look 20 in my 60s. I want to look 30 in my 70s. Like, come on here. I don't have time to be bitter and talking about people and all kinds of things. But to your point about the tortoise and the hare, it's not about how fast you get there. It's just about getting there. And everything that we've gone through, your traumas, your trials, your breakdowns, breakthroughs, whatever it is, because everybody has their individual. That's why there's room for everyone. And that's the point of, you don't have to steal anything, because there's room for everyone. It's not just one slot to be the best podcaster. It's not just one slot to be the best R&B singer. There is room for everyone. God made the world that way for a reason, because we all have specific, just like there's only one fingerprint. Everybody has their own different fingerprint. Literally, you have your own fingerprint. You have your own DNA, your own secret sauce to get you to where you need to go, because who you're for, and whatever it took to create who you are as a brand, your heartbreaks, your trials, you being abandoned, rejection, that is all needed. That's the ingredients to build whatever your brand or your purpose is supposed to be. But if you're trying to steal something from author Nikki Nicole and create it for your brand, it's not going to work. It's not going to stick, because that's not meant for your brand. That's meant for Nikki's brand. If you're trying to steal a visual from me, or you're trying to use something that I said and then you use it for yourself, it's not going to work. It might look like it's going to work, but it's not going to work, because it's not for you. It's for me. So if people focus more on what's for them and not focus on everybody else, the world would be a better place, because then you allow people to attach to the right people. Mm-hmm. And then that circle can flourish, and then your circle can do whatever it is. But there's a mixture. You got good people with users, and the users with other good people on this side. So by the time the good people meet the good people, that's even in relationships, right? They're all broken, busted, and disgusted. We done got yep. 2 kids, 3 kids, and baby mamas, baby daddies, and we tired.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't understand. What I don't understand about people, sis, is, you know, this goes back to child's play. You know, when you're coming up as a child, you have your, what quote unquote, cliques. You know, people that hang with certain people and deal with certain people. And you have people that go around talking about a person. And that's just like if I tell you, oh, I don't like Mary. I might not tell you why I don't like Mary. But because I don't like Mary, you don't like Mary. It's a lot. If people start judging people for themselves, the world will be a better place. Because that means that people can just believe whatever somebody says. Well, I think Nicki Nicole is a bad person. I'm not going to deal with her either. Or she a SpongeBob you in 24 hours and she don't care nothing about people.
I sure would.
I'm not going to deal with her.
I'll tell you to your face, I'll SpongeBob you. But I'm coming back. That's what I say all the time. I'm SpongeBob you. And you know, the craziest part is people will know that about you. And that's how you know that it wasn't genuine from the beginning. Because they'll use something that you already told them that you do. And be like, oh, well, you did this. Okay, you knew that already. But then they want you to pacify their behavior.
Okay.
While they, you know, want to crucify you for yours. No, it has to be give and take. If we just started to be friends, you're 40-something, I'm 30-something. We got to take 38 years of my BS and 48 years of or 40-something years of your BS and try to unpack all of that. And then repack what we need to do to create our friendship. So I have to unpack my abandonment, my rejection, my trauma, my triggers from friends, relationships, family. Because things as adults, we're reacting off of childhood trauma. Our attachment, all of this is encompassed in how we handle people on a day-to-day basis. So if we're getting to know each other, that's just like in a relationship. We're getting to know each other. So, of course, in the beginning, it's going to be bumpy because we're getting to know each other. That's if you get a new pair of shoes. It's not going, I mean, they're going to fit, but it's not going to feel good until you, what, as the old folks say, break them in.
Break them in.
People don't want to break in relationships nowadays, whether it's friendships or romantic or whatever. They don't want to break in relationships. You're going to be uncomfortable while you're breaking those shoes in. You're going to be uncomfortable for a little bit. It's going to fit, but you're just uncomfortable until you get used to it. But you got to keep walking. You got to keep, you know, putting them on and doing the things. And people don't want to do that.
But see, it's crazy you said that because... You know, I'm big on 24 hours. I'm big on people showing up. And when I express that to someone about how I, you know, love for people to show up and that 24 hours mean a lot to me, I'm just bashed because I feel like I said, it's not that I got to talk to you every day type thing. But at the same time, I feel like if you care about me, you truly, genuinely care about me, you're not going to let no 24 hours go by without by at least checking on me, texting me and saying, how your day been? Or you don't necessarily have to talk on the phone to me. But when you tell me that you don't think that you can make that happen in your life to accommodate me, you never cared about me. And then after that so-called, you know, goodbye with it, then now you want to bash me because you couldn't give me the time of the day. Make that make sense.
Yeah, I'm the type of person, don't start nothing with me you can't finish. So if you know you can't commit to, let's use your example for a minute. If you know you can't commit to 24 hours, don't talk to me all day, every day. Because I'm going to expect the thing because you provided that said thing in the beginning. Again, any relationship, like platonic or romantic, don't start nothing you can't finish. If you are used to taking your girl out on dates and y'all go on date nights once a week, don't stop that because now you're living together or now you're married or whatever the case may be, because how you get her is how you keep her. How you get them is how you keep them. So that's just like in a friendship. If we sitting on Facebook Messenger and we kikiing all day, when you get, if it's been 24 hours and I'm used to talking to you all day, every day, something ain't right. You good? You okay? And then all of a sudden it starts to change. 24 hours become 48. And then another day. And then maybe now it's once a week.
It's a problem somewhere, you know?
Yeah. So maybe you was doing that, like most people in romantic relationships, your representative was showing. You was trying to pretend to be something that you weren't. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, this is who you really are. So, okay, I'm going to believe what I see. And I'm going to remove myself, well, going back to the beginning, detox myself from you, withdraw myself from you, because that's not what I want in my space and that's not what I need. And it's okay for me to want what I want and you to be who you are.
Nah, sis, now they mad. They mad then because you remove yourself. But why stay in a situation where you're not quote unquote wanted and that you can't be accepted the way you're accepted, all because of the way you were raised? Everybody's raised different ways, but that doesn't mean that you have to treat your relationships and your friendships a certain way based off the fact of how you was raised. Not necessarily that I was raised to have family quote unquote talk to me every single day. It's about the fact of, like you might say, abandonment issues to a degree. I didn't have that type of dynamic in friendships when I was coming up, where I had friends that I can talk to all day, every day. You know, high school, maybe elementary school, maybe, you know, early days, maybe. But as an adult, I didn't. So when you was doing that, when a person do that to you and they having these conversations every day, like you say, you kiki kakan every day, all day. They give you that side, and then now all of a sudden it's a problem. When did it become a problem? Like, mm-hmm. What did I miss? Because I thought that it was okay for us to talk to every day. Because good morning, good afternoon, all day long, a kiki kaka. But now all of a sudden, that's not what you wanted from the beginning.
It becomes a problem, just like in romantic relationships, when another person has their ear. When somebody's getting shorter with you, they're talking longer to someone else.
Longer to somebody.
And that's what it means in platonic and, you know, in romantic relationships. It goes the same exact way. So at the end of the day, we have to treat them like that. When we are entertaining new people, we don't date our friends like we date our spouses. We don't ask those same questions. We don't get to know them. We just automatically give them a title because, you know, I'm grown, you grown. We should just be friends and it should automatically just work because I know how to communicate. Again, they're not like us. I'm expecting you to know how to communicate too. I'm expecting you to pull me to the carpet when I pull you to the carpet. I'm expecting you to be blunt and you expecting me to be blunt. I'm expecting you to show up for me the way I show up for you. I'm expecting you to support me how I support you. I expect you to share my stuff like I would share yours, but everybody is not like us. Nope. So these are all about wrapping up all of January's episodes. People are not like you. These are life lessons that we have learned in 2024. And, you know, you have to detox the circle.
Period.
That's it.
in order for you to see your true success, you have to know who's in your circle and make sure that you purposely put people in your circle that really sees you for you and really sees your vision and what you're trying to do. Because if you don't, man, you're gonna go through a lot of situations and relationships that don't make no doggone sense.
Yeah. And then understand that they might not see your vision, but they should support it because they support you. Make sure that people who are in your boat, they are rowing and not poking holes while you're not looking. And a lot of the times we have people in our boats or lives that are poking holes while we are not looking. So when the tide gets high and life be lifing, the water starts to leak and your friendship starts to seep through the cracks. But we're so busy focus. Like, okay, this person ain't gonna do that. This person ain't gonna do it. And then all of a sudden, we flip overboard because they was poking holes the whole time. And we focus on getting to the destination, and you poking holes the whole time. So
now you drown and trying to get back up to the top. Like, wait, help!
And they not even
let you drown.
And they knew you didn't. They knew you couldn't swim.
Yeah,
but they did, and they swam right to shore and went on the next boat while you drowned.
Kept it moving, man. Whew, that was an episode filled with so much stuff right there. I don't know if they're gonna be able to handle that. Whew. Well, you go on your soapbox this time. I ain't getting no soapbox this time.
I think we done put it all in the episode. The whole episode should have been called the soapbox. You know,
<Woo. Baby. laughs>
that's a good way to end the month. I say, let's. Until next week, you guys.
I'm swelling. Yeah, we done said a lot. Well, okay. I'm gonna say this. People in America, all over the world, make sure when you choose your circle, make sure it's not a square. And like my sister says, make sure that they're rowing with you and not poking holes. And the next thing you know, like you said, they know you can't swim. And now they done swim to safety. And you out here drowning. They're watching you drown. Because this was their plan from the beginning. I always tell my kids, you know, when they get in relationships, you don't really know people. You really don't know people's capabilities. You don't know what they have in plan when they come across your path. So you have to always move cautiously. And no matter what you're doing, friendships, relationships, and relationships can be the worst. But friendships can too. 2024 taught me that friendships can be. Yeah, that's another situation. But be careful who you allow into your circle. I don't allow people in my house. I don't like a whole lot of traffic, you know, in my house. And now that I've went through the things that I went through in 2024, that's how I treat my friendships. It's not so easy for you to just come into my house. It's not. The door is locked, actually. Deadbolts and everything right now, to the point where, like, barbed wire fences, I done said, I got a barbed wire fence. You got to have a passcode to come here. It's going to take some time for me to trust again, because I never in my life thought that things could be that way with friendships, because I always trusted people instantly until they gave me a reason not to trust them. But now it's give me a reason to trust you. And it's going to be like that for the rest of my life. So know your circle. Be careful out here in this world, because not everybody is for you. Not everybody is you or going to treat you like you would treat them. So protect your heart, protect your peace. All right, I'm in the back.
Okay, so the last definition that I'm gonna read is friend, a person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual affection, typically exclusive of sexual or family relations. So the moral of the story is, don't go around here calling people friends if the feelings ain't mutual. Don't put nobody or give nobody a title that's not mutual. And we're going to talk about titles and definitions in this season too. So y'all stay tuned for that episode. But just be careful with who you attach yourself to, because spirits is real. And whatever spirit a person has, and don't think of the whole Halloween spirit, I mean spirit of lust, spirit of greed, spirit of envy, spirit of whatever, can jump on you. So just be mindful of the company that you keep, and know that you don't have to be poison fruit to get poison. As long as you stick by them, it will rub off on you if you stick around close enough. If you put a bruised fruit and a basket of good fruit, all the good fruit will eventually spoil because of that one bruised fruit. So be careful who you attach yourself to, and continue to heal hearts and inspire change.
Till next time, guys.